How you doing? I had like an hour and a half of sleep last night, but I think I look all right for that. Actually, no. Now that I look at myself in the screen, I look like shit. Good morning, everybody. We're not going to let that get us down, are we? And joining me today, Simpiwem Tetwa.
Hello, hello, hello.
That's right. You can find her on the socials. She's also a big TikTok star in her own right.
Thank you.
And we have Ben Karpinski,
yeah.
Otherwise known as The Bounce. And you can follow The Bounce, another show on this magnificent channel. And you will find his socials as well. They're both celebrities, these two.
7 hours of sleep, too. So
feel good. Only seven, huh, Ben?
Only seven. Sure. Well, I'm going away today, so a bit frenetic. Woke up a bit early to try to make sure I got everything. I'm trekking deep into the Kruger. I'm staying at Mapani camp, and then I'm going to do the big sort of loop around there.
And so, he's going to a place I don't know that's ever been on my agenda, called Palaborwa.
Palaborwa is great. So they've got a golf course there. That's one of the main reasons. So I'm doing 3 nights in the Kruger and then going into Palaborwa Gate and then coming out of Palaborwa Gate so I can go play the golf course.
That's Palaborwa, everybody, not Palapala.
Very different. Less money, but
less money.
Equally charming, if not more so. So we're going to go play that golf course and then I'll literally will be back in time for the show next week.
Fantastic.
Yes.
All right. And
going studio to studio here.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty amazing. It's wild. So let's get stuck into the last day of February, and the weekend is upon you, and there's lots of some people basically bounced into the studio. She's like, end of the month. Very good. And February can kiss my ass.
Oh.
I don't know. I just, you know what? It's always the shortest month. Even if it's a leap year, it's still only 29. It fucks with all the things. Because everything else is 30 or 31, then that February has to be. No, 28 or 29.
What Greek can we blame for that?
I don't know. There must be a Greek or a Roman or something.
You're going to blame one of those for them. Have to.
Guys, it's Monday. Like, stop complaining.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, I was trying to pick a fight with the Greek. I've been fighting with Greeks all week.
All right. So let's go. we'll start off with this. Mm-hmm. Because I think this is probably one of the more irritating things I've. You know, I'm not a big fan of air travel.
Okay.
Okay, because even if you get the window seat or the aisle seat, the one you were hoping for, and I'm talking about traveling economy class, which is what most of us do most of the time. If you've been lucky enough to go and, you know, an upgrade every now and then, or you actually bought a business class ticket, or maybe you have so much money that you do fly first class, that's a different experience. That's like, you know, checking into a resort hotel and go and chill in the pool and have a pina colada. But in economy class, it's just a bus in the sky.
Correct.
It's a Santaco taxi in the sky. That's what it is. Doesn't matter
how
much.
With no afterbot.
Yeah, exactly. And no matter how much they dress it up, it's just 3333 every row. And your luck may come from heaven and you may, you know, have fortune on your side and you end up with no one in the seat next to you. You feel like a king.
Yeah.
But actually, you're just in the fucking taxi in the sky.
Everything's processed. Even the air hostesses, when they talk to you, they've got 4 seconds because the other person over there wants chicken.
And
so it's rushed.
Yeah, I feel sorry for them, but at the same time, too much makeup.
Okay.
They have to wear the makeup.
Really? They have to cake it on like that? Is it part of the regulations?
Because you try to go through those different time zones, lack of sleep.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, let's give them a break. Anyway, I'm not here to attack air hostesses.
Mm-hmm.
What I am going to tell you now is a true horror story, because just when you think they can't make economy class travel on a plane even worse, because you're squeezed in next to other people, you've got no leg room, that air is dry and they keep recirculating on a long flight, it's just horrific. You can never sleep. There's no comfortable position. Mm-hmm. It's just terrible. But then I can make it worse for you. A couple on a Qatar Airways flight from Melbourne to Doha were forced to sit next to a dead passenger for 4 hours after she collapsed and could not be revived. Mitchell Ring and Jennifer Collin said that the flight attendants placed the woman in a spare seat next to them but did not offer to move them elsewhere. They described the experience as distressing and claimed that they received no support upon landing. What? It's just a dead body. Anyway,
Bless you.
See, I talk about like sitting next to a dead person and look at what happens. Oh, so Qatar Airways expressed condolences to the passenger's family and apologized for any inconvenience caused.
That's
you nice. Give those people 100,000 miles on whatever your rewards program is, and you hope that's enough. And if they say, it's not enough, you give them another 100,000.
Yeah. Oh. See, look, we're in a world where people just bitch about everything, right? So there's a couple of questions I got to ask.
Yeah.
Were there any other seats that they could have put this body into? Let's just say the flight was full.
Ben,
and it's, it had to go there.
It's a dead person. Prop them up into one of the bathrooms.
But in the bathrooms, then
close the door.
You know how busy those bathrooms are, Gareth. You need a bathroom.
You can't do the bathroom.
Well, you can't put her in a kitchen either. Oh, no. Nice earrings, by the way.
Thank you.
So, I mean, it's a dead body, okay? So let's just feel that it's gone through the part where the piss and all that kind of stuff goes out. Is it a smelly body?
I don't know. She died on the flight. So I think 4 hours, you don't really start to like stink it up.
Okay, so that's fine.
Fine.
Guys, what would you do? You wouldn't. I'm trying would to you play- just? Would you take that?
I'm trying to play with my pillow's advocate here.
No. Okay, but still, yeah. I'm black. So I don't want a dead body near me, next to me, sitting by my side for 4 hours, 10 hours. Hey, that's just bad luck.
You know me funny. You know me jokes.
I am white and I say I agree.
Okay? I'm also white, whatever. But I mean, you know how many jokes you could have.
With a dead person.
Exactly.
No.
But it's always annoying if someone talks to you on a plane, right?
That is
taken
funny.
Off the table.
Okay, no. But I'd expect the airline to do more. These people didn't sign up for that.
Yeah.
The trauma.
I know, but again, articles are always terribly written. If the flight was full and there's nowhere else to put the body, it's your unlucky day, okay? I'm sorry. But also, it's a dead body. It's not
Are you auditioning for a job working at the airlines? Because yes, that's the kind of crass.
It's a dead body, okay? It's not going to make any rude comments to you. It's not going to fart, hopefully.
No, but still, you know, what's that thing called? Rigor mortis.
Rigor mortis, where they get all stiff.
Yes, so.
I have to bury them in a coffin that goes like this.
But like now, imagine they're sitting there and then like they just.
Oh, my God.
And then you can't move them back.
Well, obviously.
And now they're right next to you like this. Okay.
Gotcha.
And they do fart sometimes, by the way.
You know?
They do fart. They expel gases.
But then you tuck them in with all the blankets. And then it's a cool story for the rest of your life. These people are fucking boring, I bet. So this is the most exciting thing that's ever happened to these people. They have nothing to say in public anyway.
Who? Are you talking about Mitchell Ring and Jennifer Collins?
Hey, those people don't give advice anyway. They're boring people. They're probably going to go see kids in Australia that don't even like them.
And they're okay with their boring life. They didn't need to be traumatized.
Trust me, they are going to dine out in the story for the next however long until they drop dead in the plane. They've just been given,
but I do think
an Uno plus four card socially.
Let me tell you, like you know, you can end up with an extremely fat person next to you. I think you deserve compensation. If you end up with a dead person next to you, you deserve compensation.
Yes, I agree. But when you end up with the fat person next to you, no one writes an article about how traumatic it was and that kind of stuff. It's way more traumatic than having a dead person next to you.
All right, I didn't think we'd disagree on this. It's a hell of a way to start your Friday, hey?
Look at
Ben doing Mapello's advocate. I hope Mapello's happy, but your words really have rung true with Simpiwe and Ben and I. I have to tell you, Mapello.
People must stop moaning. It was only 4 hours anyway.
There is a Chinese company that has set a deadline for single workers to get married. This is very funny, okay? This it's a chemical group, okay? They withdrew a controversial policy that threatened to fire unmarried employees, aged from 28 to 58. It's a big age range, gives you a lot of time, if they didn't marry by September. That doesn't give you much time. The notice, which accused single workers of disloyalty and failing to support China's push to up birth rates, because you know they've got a problem again.
Yeah.
They obviously have all the boys and no girls. Which is a result of their last time they tried policies like this. Now they're going to try this one. There's going to be another unforeseen consequence of this bad policy.
They just go to North Korea and steal some women there.
That's what Kim Jong-un does from the South Koreans. Yeah. And also, I don't think that their population dynamics are really something you want to copy either. They faced backlash, this company,
of course,
which people are very upset. Was deemed illegal by the local authorities. Following official intervention, the company retracted the policy, stating that some of the wording had been inappropriate. You can't get away with that, some of the wording. We know what you wanted. We know what you meant.
You want the workers to be married. Yeah, does that come with a bonus? Does that come with, like, I mean, if you want people to get married, what's the incentive? Like, you can't tell me, Simpiwe, need to be married.
I mean, Simpiwe, it's a chemical company, all right? So work isn't, let's just say it's not the most stimulating work in the world.
Sure.
So
the length of life can't be the longest.
Exactly, in a Chinese chemical factory. You've probably got, like,
I'm sure they adhere to all the safety protocols.
Is there a nice pension your longevity's capped at,
like, pension? Well, you only get to, like, 32 years old. Anyway, they want everyone to be unhappy at work and at home. So they want them to be married. Go for it, guys. I mean, there are people who really think that they can tell other people what to do. Those are not my people. Just do whatever. I really, you know, I could always say to you, I think it's good for people to produce kids. Like Elon does this, right? He says, we have populations shrinking. Like, you know what? There are some people on this planet who are having too many children.
Yes.
And there's some people on this planet who are having too few children. But it's none of my business, because having children is hard work. And I'm not prepared to do that work, especially when I haven't found someone to have the children with who isn't hard work herself.
Yeah, but I think what you just said, they should get reminded to these people, it is hard work. People just think, some people think it's easy.
Marriage is a full-time business, and it's a slog. And I'm saying the good marriages can be a slog. The bad ones are all kinds of hell.
Yeah.
You know, because you have to put in, listen, in the limited experience I have of happy relationships, which I have had, and by that I don't mean that I've had lots of unhappy ones, you have to, if you want it to work, think about the other person more than you think of yourself. Mm. You don't go into a relationship going, what do I get out? You want, unless you're a horrible person, you want to make the other person happy.
Yeah. What can you put in?
So it's hard work. It's not like, what do I get out? It's what do I put in. And I don't mean just putting it in.
Ah, you do. I saw the glint in your eye.
Oh, I brought Ben a present this morning, which I think he should wear.
Well, we spoke about China and the chemical company. The factory next door make these. This is, of course, the much anticipated sauna hat.
Apologies. Okay, now explain the genesis of this. So Ben is a big sauna fan.
Okay, so yes, I sauna regularly. It is probably the best post-workout recovery you could possibly do. Heat is very good for you.
He's illiterate. That's so South African.
Do you want to?
Taxi window opens. McDonald's packet comes up.
You want to keep crinkling?
You could put it on the table.
Yeah, go on.
So the thing about a sauna hat is that if you can keep your head cool, then you can keep the rest of your body in the sauna to get maximum heat. No point going to the sauna for 30 seconds and going, oh, this is hot. Try staying there for quite long. And now I'm going to be the coolest guy in the gym, because I'm just going to rock up like this.
And it has a little handle on the top, which is great.
So okay. this is me now,
so that's
guys.
Ben's sauna hat. So now when you have those long conversations with older gentlemen in the sauna, you can at least... it's ridiculous, right?
So basically... What the fuck? You guys are laughing. I look amazing.
Because I bought you one too. See, no. I'm going to go and get it.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, no. I'm not wearing that.
I'm just so amazed that my ginormous head actually has a sauna hat that can fit it.
Oh, my God.
I don't wear, like, hats are hard for me.
It looks ridiculous, though. Absolutely.
Look, I thought it would look ridiculous. I think it actually looks fucking awesome.
No, I don't agree.
Guys, I'm wearing...
I'm not wearing that.
No, you put that on.
It's your present. Come on.
Don't look at gift sauna hats in the mouth. Thank you, Gareth. This is a wonderful gift. I look forward to wearing this all of next week.
Ben, I'd like to repurpose this gift and give it to you.
Okay. I'll take it. Thank you.
Ben can give it to some old man in a stinky, sweaty sauna.
It's amazing how it fits my head.
Well, I had to get the extra large.
Thank you. Very, 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 very generous. Very, very thoughtful. So, yeah, I mean, this you can wait in cold water, because as long as your head is cold, you can go longer. It's like when you work out, if you can wet your hands and your feet, you actually train harder because you're cooling your body a little bit. Once you overheat in life, you just can't do much.
Yeah. And of course, the brain needs to be kept at a regular temperature. Yes. Otherwise, you just pass out.
Yes.
Which happens to people in the sauna, funnily enough.
It does. It
doesn't happen too often, but I heard it at my gym that one of the older guys like passed out. He just fell and like hit his head.
Yeah.
Which is not great.
Well, at a golf course that I played last weekend a couple of years ago, a guy actually just died. Went in there and just died.
Sauna. Well, this is why you need a sauna hat.
I know. First question, was he wearing a sauna hat? No. Well, sorry.
But did you get into a conversation about sauna hats with one of these chaps the other day?
The Russian guy.
You mentioned it to me.
Well, now I'm going to wear it, and he's going to be like, fuck, look at that guy, this sauna hat.
Yeah, because you don't see these often. In fact, I think you knew nothing about the sauna hat until I told you there was such a thing.
No, like I've always been aware of it.
Don't lie, Ben. I told you, you don't know everything about saunas.
I've been aware of it, but I haven't ever thought about it. I didn't think that a day would come where I would be so lucky as to have one.
Okay, so here is a video of the mother of the child who made your sauna hat. She's going to sing a song, which we all know very well. It's by AC/DC, and it's called Back in Black. And this is the mother of the small 12-year-old who made Ben's hat.
After sale bonus. I love this.
Go on. She the greatest?
She's not quite. There's this one woman. I sent this one woman to you a while ago. She's also Asian.
Could be the same one.
No, she.
That's one's very famous. Her name is Wing.
It's not her because her voice is too high.
Why does it say that Ben is Matthew Dixon on the screen? What? Why do the comments look like that? We're not used to comments like that,
James. Well, test again, because now you just thrust these tiny little... And you don't
see anything.
The ratio is all off, James.
These producers, really. I came in here this morning. I said to Flex, hey, Flex. He goes, how's it? So I said to him, it's very four ways of you. So he's like, yeah, if I go back to KZN, I said, yeah, Zokshayawe. He's like, I reckon he'd get beaten up if he tried that how's it
shit he would. There, yeah? He spends too much time with James.
He tries it with us Watts, though.
Or the Watts.
Yeah. You see?
Flex takes great pride in doing that. He's even started making like really inappropriate jokes like the Watts as well.
The Watts. Yeah. All right. Do you want more stupidity for this morning to start your day?
Sure. Like, that was a great laugh.
That's so what I'm let's here go. For. All right.
We've got back to old comments now.
Yeah. We have found,
I know it's technically still the month of love.
Yes.
It's the last day of
and month. I know that Ben is very peculiar about what sort of a woman he might be interested in. She has to be interested in sports.
Well,
you're picky. Okay. Peculiar. I'm picky. You're picky. Simpiu is picky. We're not just gonna take anyone.
But I'm not just gonna take peculiar.
No, okay. So no, you may find her peculiar, but I found a video online and you know I like the pole vaulters, right? Sportswomen are attractive
because
they're disciplined and they're athletic. Doing something
with their lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I found a woman online. Well, she just appeared in my feed and I thought, how lucky am I that I'm going to be the person who introduces Ben to his future wife.
Amazing. Gareth, okay? Look at you doing the Lord's work.
And a sauna hat.
Let's come on. Today's your day.
Yeah. All right. So here she is. She is she's a rugby player though. And I know...
We're Benjamin.
Run the tape there, James. Flex, let him see.
First of all, after an incredible career, you've just played your final game of rugby. Has that sunk in yet? And what are the emotions you're feeling right now?
I think exhaustion, first off. Full credit to Lightning. I think it was a brilliant game. Really great crowd. I'm probably still in shock. This is my last ever game of rugby, but to play with the girls at a great stadium like this, just really fun and really appreciative of actually getting to play.
The team certainly had us on the edge of our seats tonight. Obviously, we were on the wrong side of the result, but what a match to end the season on and what a match to end your career on.
Yeah, I think really good game from both sides, to be honest. But I think we've got to look forward to next year, and this will be the foundation of a brilliant team next year. And just to be a little part of that is really quite special.
I mean, like, wonderful woman, great sense of humor. She's got a gum god with crooked teeth. Mm-hmm. So that was quite funny.
No, that's her. Those are her teeth.
Oh. Yeah, either way, romantically, I'm not interested. I'm just going to tell you right now.
Okay, I have to ask. Immediately when Gareth mentioned that she's a rugby player, you are out. Why?
Because she'll look like that. Guys, you can't pull the sort of wool over my eyes on these kind of things, right? This is not my first, second, or third rodeo.
Feeling hot or cold right now.
It's great. It just feels like it should. No, guys, even if you find a really attractive woman who plays rugby.
Attractive woman.
Like that one. Guys, it's not going to work. I know.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we give up.
All right.
You give up. You went to the bottom of the barrel. You've given up from there. Thank you.
Not my job. You know what? Frankly, out of the kindness of my heart, to try to introduce you to someone, I don't see anything
within
wrong with
his range of, you know,
impossible.
You know,
impossible.
Fit.
Some people
are loves herself.
Some people are impossible to please.
Has ambitions. Yeah. Come on now.
I'm just not doing it anymore.
Mm. She plays rugby. I mean, that was the red flag to start with. I tried to trump it up to be something that's not. She's going to smell like mud and
fields. All right, how about some good old, like, men versus women shit for this morning?
Okay,
all right?
Okay.
So we'll start off with...
Did you just go into your Wheel of Conversation fortune?
No, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, because people like this stuff. Because then you get all the guys will be, like, saying this to all the girls at work today, and then all the girls will say this to the guys at work, and they'll be... So first of all...
Okay.
Going through an entire box of tissues during a movie is a very different thing for a girl and a guy.
What kind of movie is it?
Yeah, what kind of movie?
That's exactly the point. Because a girl who has a whole box of tissues to go through during a movie, you know what kind of movie is. A very sad movie. A guy who goes through a whole box of tissues in a movie, that's porn. That's what that is. All right? So there's a big difference.
Well, you got to know.
Arsene Pewitt. Slow on the uptake this Friday morning, Arsene Pewitt.
Wow.
All right.
To the horror of James. You only got that now.
Then I have this for you, which I think is quite interesting. This is a protest that happened in Iceland.
Oh, no.
Most people don't really pay any attention to anything that happens in Iceland.
Okay.
And who could blame them? Most people couldn't point to Iceland on a map. Mm. And here is what happened. At a feminist protest in Iceland. Pay attention to the numbers, everybody, all right?
It's all about equality until it's time to work.
So 100,000 women went on strike today in Iceland to demand gender equality. The entire population is 370,000. So over 25% of the population went on strike. And I have some crazy news for you. The economy did not come to a stop and it continued as normal. The only memo I got was that HR departments were getting no complaints for the 24 hours that the women were on strike. And men were writing that they were really sorry women didn't get gender equality. But I heard one CEO said it was nice to finally get some shit done, end quote.
All right, ladies. So there's something to consider. This is one of the most progressive countries in the world, Iceland, okay? So there is a lot of gender equality. In fact, you could even argue that Iceland is one of those countries that does everything it can to try and recruit women into engineering and mathematics and science.
Can we stop, though? Can they just put a break
on
it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not working, guys. And
I wouldn't say that. If 100,000
women out of a total population of 370,000 people all went on strike, and it didn't change the economy for a minute, didn't change anything. You've got to ask yourself, like, do all those women work in the HR department?
I don't know, but I can tell you now that I just don't want to work anymore. So can we stop fighting for
you want to get married and
just be a housewife, know, chilling somewhere in Dubai, sipping on a mimosa or something.
Must have been a bit of a tough night to hook up in Iceland that night. Yeah. This woman would have been very confident and sturdy and
gung-ho about their rights.
And then the guys would have been like, oh, geez, it's just Friday. Just pack it in, Grunhilde.
And Brunhilde is probably the name of the leader of the strike. Yeah. Anyway, so there's some fun for you this morning. Well, that last bit was fun for the guys because girls won't be talking about that today. It's terrible. Very embarrassing. By the way, Elon with his five things you did this week. Mm. You heard about that. The email
sent out. Email he sent, and if you don't reply, then you're fired.
Yeah, apparently they're going to give everybody a second. There'll be a second email, second chance for them to reply. And anyone who doesn't reply to the second email, it gives them grounds to fire them. Because what you're meant to do is you're meant to reply to your line manager and then to Elon with your five things.
Mm.
And I reckon if you can't say five things that you've done in 5 days, you probably shouldn't have that job anyway. Well, five things in 5 days.
If someone asks you
one thing a day.
If someone asks you that and you A, like your job, or B, think your job is important, that should be the easiest thing in the world to do. Now, I don't want to sound like a pro Elon person right off the bat here, because everyone thinks that you can't say anything nice about this dude now. But he's so anal about productivity, this guy.
Mm.
That's his thing. He is the kind of guy you want for that job because they're trying to increase productivity and efficiency. That is the easiest thing in the whole world. You can ask me five things. I'll tell you 25 things this week because I just like my life. Same with you. It's not hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if you are struggling with that, there's really very little I can do.
Do people think
for you.
That it's a violation of their rights to be asked?
I wouldn't say that. I think it depends on what you do. You know what I mean? You know what I'm
Have
saying?
Have people heard of timesheets?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's doing the whole, it's federal, what. So we want to know, what are you doing?
Yeah, especially if you work for the government, because you work for us.
So that I'm like,
can
definitely.
Can you imagine if we did that here?
Yes.
I mean, I think that so many government employees would.
Oh, the system is offline. That's what they did.
And not only that, but I think we probably have a lot of people who are on the payroll, but they're not there.
Oh, yes.
They might be dead.
Yeah.
You don't know, right? We don't know how many people work for government.
That's true.
So now how unreasonable is it? I think everyone should have this every now and again.
Yeah, I say for government jobs, yes.
Yes.
Definitely. And that should also be made public to the people.
On X. Every minister should go on X with their five things.
Yeah. And then we get a weekly report of what's been done.
So when it's lunch at La Parada, that's all of Wednesday.
Oh.
Probably Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday.
So you didn't do any work.
Yeah.
Because lunch is not work. Don't tell me about a lunch meeting.
Exactly.
That's not work.
I think this is fair.
Okay.
Mapelo, who's really the devil's advocate, when we forget that there's another side to an argument, he says, I could mention five things I did in one day easily.
Everyone can do it. If you have any sort of purpose or function in life, you can do it easily.
Slippery Pickle says, Ben's tinfoil hat seems a bit dull. Has it lost its luster? Ben is unimpressed. He did not
Ben
like it.
Ben loves his hat, guys. Leave him alone.
Lack of respect. I mean, this sauna hat's been a long time coming. We've been talking about it. It's finally here. A joyous moment.
Dirk says, most people just don't want to be held accountable for anything. Just give me my money and don't ask what I actually do.
Correct.
And I think that's probably true for a lot of people. They would be happy. There used to be this thing called constructive dismissal,
mm-hmm.
where you'd basically put someone at a desk with, in the old days, a landline phone.
Mm-hmm.
Now you give them a computer.
Okay, cool.
And they sit there, and you don't give them anything to do. And a sane, healthy, productive, ambitious person will go crazy in a week. And they'll quit. They'll go like, I don't feel like I'm doing anything here. I can't handle this. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you tell them to sharpen pencils, and after doing that for 3 days, they're like,
this is boring. Yeah. It's not for me.
I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like prison then, because you actually dread going in there the next day to sharpen just pencils or to sit there on your own with no one talking to you. And I know that there are people who probably scroll Instagram the whole way through their day, but I think after a few days, unless you are a very stupid person, you probably will want to leave. Social media may prove me wrong, though. There probably are lots of people, not just in South Africa, all over the world, and not just in government jobs, but even in the private sector. There are probably a lot of people who are very happy, as Dirk says, to just get paid. Just give me my money. Don't ask what I do. And there's outrage in America. I mean, there are people who are actually like outraged that the head of government efficiency, which is Elon's job, asked them what they do.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable, right?
An absolute shock horror. He's done this with a big company of his own. He went into Twitter where they fuck all, and he's done this. So he's got experience in working with people and efficiency. But people just put their heads in front of everything, and they cannot see what's behind it.
Well, StryaMighty19 says, ugh, fuck Elon. He's the most egotistical person on the planet right now. Someone send him to Mars already. Sounds like you don't have enough to do.
But why is he egotistical? He's a nerd. He's a nerd who's been given a position of prominence that he's worked towards. Why is that egotistical?
No, because he's richer than Stryer.
It's like saying all guys are narcissists because they don't like you anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly
how right. dare you not like me? Now you're being personal.
So many government employees in this country can't count to five.
Oh, there's also that.
Ben, why the baby bonnet? So some people are joining late. Barbara, do you want to answer Barbara's question?
Yeah, Barbara, I was gifted a sauna hat today. And like a kid on
actually
Christmas.
Actually, don't. No, fuck Barbara. Yeah. Pay attention. Join the show at the right time. We're not going over. Yeah, this is not your... Because you did come in halfway. This is like those people who, when you're sitting at lunch with your friends, and then they come and join you, and they're like, oh, so what were you guys just talking about? You're like, no. You got to get here at the start.
Barbara's
in P-Way this morning.
Yawning.
We start at 6. We're all here at 6. We're ready to go. Yeah. Sometimes we're a little bit late, but that's not usually Simpiwe and Ben and my fault. Mm-hmm. Ben was a little late this morning.
Yeah, we did have to wait for the diva.
Sometimes
guys, it was 1+6. I apologize profusely.
All right. Gene Hackman, wife and dog found dead. Yeah, I heard about this. I don't know what the circumstances are. I just saw the news flash about like Gene Hackman, the actor.
Gene Hackman, 96.
Was he 96 years old?
Oh, that's old. You've 96, lived a life.
Most things will kill you, but there's now rumors that it was like carbon monoxide poisoning.
Well, why him, the wife, and the dog all at the same time? They all died during the same time period.
Yeah.
That's very suspicious.
Tough one on the dog, because dogs are pretty good. They can survive things.
Yeah, I mean, it's not right that they took the dog with them, you know? No. If the two of them were in like a Hitler Eva Braun pact, you don't take the
Maybe
dog.
Maybe the dog was in on it as well. Like,
dog is like, I want to die. Yeah. No, terrible. I don't like that at all. Ben, you look very cute in your sauna hat. I want to adopt you, says Carol.
Carol, that's off the table though, but thanks.
Someone like that Joburg mayor, Dada Morero, would definitely be fired, says Emma Nhlapo. Yeah, she's right. Dave says, a yoga pant Botox babe saw me hiking in fellies and a long khaki pant, and she said, haven't seen anyone hiking in their work clothes. I was polite, and I wanted to ask why she asked, since she was also wearing, Jesus, this is a long message, broken into pieces. I don't even know how it ends. That's a very stupid comment.
Sounds like the start
just ban that person from commenting.
Sounds like the start of an incredible off-quotes porter.
It's not a democracy. Ban them. He is an egotistical dick who thinks he actually built his companies with his bare hands. What exactly has he physically done? Real, actual engineers are the ones building his companies. Thabo Phali, listen, let me explain something to you. The person who owns the company takes the risks. Okay? They are the ones who make the decisions, and they put their own money at risk. That is why they end up taking the lion's share of that money when the company makes a profit. Because when no one else would touch it, because the company has no money, he comes in, he says, I'll buy the company, I'll make it better. He does, then he gets to keep most of that money. If you're so clever, then why aren't you a billionaire? Oh, I didn't get an answer. Chomotsa says, just the wife and him and the dog is alive. Oh, is the dog alive? I didn't know that. See, I don't know enough about the story.
I mean, Okay, great. I'm happy.
So people can go, but not the dog.
Well, I mean, they were long in the tooth, some people. They've had a life. The dog, though, the dog's got many car rides and crotch sniffs ahead of it.
I just, you know, this whole Elon thing, to go back to that, I'm sorry to pretend I didn't even hear your conversation about the dog and the carbon monoxide or whatever. People, a lot of people, let's not say everybody, and certainly not too many of the people who listen to this show, a lot of people are just jealous.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. They're just jealous of someone else's car or money or wife or house or whatever. Now, I'm genuinely not jealous of Elon's various women because I don't actually think he has very good taste in women. Okay. I'm not jealous of his money per se. I'm jealous. But by the way, he lives in a tiny apartment. Yeah. Okay, he sold all his stuff. He used to have like real estate all over the world. He does have a private jet. That's quite nice. I think that must be a cool thing to have. Again, I'm not jealous, though, because as a very rich person I do know once said to me, if it flies, floats, or fucks, rent it, don't buy it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which is proper rich person advice, if any of us are ever that rich. But I just think that this is a very exceptional – he's odd, okay? He's an odd guy. But the kind of vitriol that people have for him, because he's going in and – saving the taxpayer money. I mean, what would we not do to have some of our tax money back? Just put up that picture of Javier Milei of Argentina. Look at this quickly. Tell me you're not jealous of this as a taxpaying citizen. Argentina's Javier Milei announces a 90% tax reduction in 2025.
Oh, can the ANC see this?
Simpiwe, can you imagine getting back 90% of the tax that you pay the government? Now, that is what I call effective government. Now, if Elon and Trump and whoever else, I mean, it could have been Joe Biden, but that would never happen under a Democrat administration because they keep expanding the government. Frankly, so have the Republicans for the last 60 years. Mm-hmm. If a government could actually reduce its size, which I can tell you now, it'll never happen in this country, ever. Mm. There are a number of reasons for that that we don't need to go into. But imagine getting back. What kind of mongoloid would not want 90% of the money they give to the government back?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Just for a moment, fantasize about what you do with almost half your paycheck back every month that you have to hand over at gunpoint to the government.
I gave SARS money this week. I would prefer to keep it.
Of course.
You know, don't call me greedy, but I prefer to keep that.
Right. And here in our country, we might have been facing an extra 2% on VAT, which, let me tell you, would really, really hurt poor people. But I'm not using them as the shield in this. It would hurt all of us. Everything becomes more expensive.
Everything.
Okay, so here's our government adding taxes, and there's Milei in Argentina removing taxes. Which one do you think is better?
Yeah, it's just the level of Stockholm syndrome in this country, and that's all poppy syndrome, call it what you want. But envy is one of the deadly sins for a reason.
Yeah,
envy is really what Marxism is rooted in.
Yeah,
these people are just envious of this kind of shit. And unfortunately, every now and again, you can actually look at someone and go, you know what, well done. You're fucking great at that. Or you're so much better than me. Because this.
Sorry, that hat's ridiculous.
But it's true, though. There's better humans out there than you. I'm sorry to break it to you at your adult age, but there are people that are better. Me in a sauna hat in a sauna is better than a person without a sauna hat in a sauna.
Super Megalol says, I would buy a sauna hat with my 90% tax back. I can tell you, you wouldn't even need that much. Ben's sauna hat didn't,
true,
didn't cost me a lot. And Simpiwe's also didn't cost me a lot.
Which I've gifted to Ben.
Guys, nice. This is the thing. When we pay less tax, we can focus more on things like what do I need? Gifts.
Yeah.
Look how much joy this hat has given me this morning.
Listen to this. Carl DeSantos says he just paid SARS 700,000 rand in VAT.
Carl does this every year. Yesterday. He tells us how much.
Fucking he hates SARS so much.
Bragging about how much money he has. Like,
he does, huh?
Yo, okay. We get it.
But okay. So he's obviously making money. But let me tell you something. He shouldn't be penalized like that, because you know what's happening to that 700,000 rand. As soon as he's paid it over, guess what?
They're chowing it. It's going into the tummies. It's the bellies.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, man. So yeah, that's where it's going.
Craziest thing is Yonder. is you have people who have never accomplished anything good for humanity throwing shade of baseless hate to someone who is the most hardworking and making great changes for humanity. Listen, if this guy, even if he wasn't trying to get humanity to Mars, okay, mm-hmm. which some people think is stupid. I don't want to live on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
If I were a gazillionaire, I certainly wouldn't waste time trying to get to Mars. He has this bold, ambitious idea of us living on other planets. Mm-hmm. Thrilled. I'm thrilled he's doing it. I really am. It's not something I'd be interested in, but well done, Elon. What I'm impressed by is that wherever he goes, he seems to make things cheaper and more efficient. And he makes them better. Better on any scale. Like if you had... don't tell me Twitter isn't better now than it was when Jack Dorsey was running it and we had all those people just shadow banning any point of view they didn't like.
Better.
Right. And he's doing it with, I think it's like a tenth of the staff
exactly
that were there before. So if you believe inefficiency needs to be baked into the system, obviously you'll hate what Elon's doing. Mm-hmm. And you probably have never run your own business because you cannot have dead weight on your staff or you'll eventually end up going bankrupt. You're paying people to do something that isn't bringing in any money, isn't creating value. Why are you paying them?
But that's always the thing, right? People who sling the shirt have done nothing in their lives.
Well, that's a jaundiced saying. Yeah,
nine times out of 100.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, right? Elon could ask Cyril, says Lou, except for trying to piss America off, what five things have you done?
Exactly.
It's amazing to me. Like I asked a guy at the gym actually the other day, because he told me he was a Cyril fan. And you can't really find those people outside of editorial newsrooms in South Africa, right?
Well, entrepreneurs maybe, yeah.
Not even. They won't even admit it. Because they actually might have been doing better when Cyril wasn't around because there's less money. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Anyway, this guy, I said to him, just tell me three things because this story about Elon's on my mind, right? So I said, just tell me three things that you reckon would go on his tombstone. You know, I mean, like with Madiba, we could have said father of the nation.
Yes.
Everybody would have agreed with that. We could have said Peace Bringer or whatever else, and people would have agreed with that. Like serious achievements, right? Brought South Africa out of a divisive past into a future, created the Rainbow Nation, whatever. And there are criticisms of him now, but that doesn't matter. Tell me three things that you reckon in all the time we've known about Cyril Ramaphosa. Tell me three things that you think he's actually achieved and done. And this is the president. Let's not even get into the rest of the bureaucracy, okay? And our ministers, all of whom seem to be cuck. Anything?
I'm gonna guess he said that he's championed BE to spread the wealth.
Which hasn't happened,
I know. But I'm guessing he went
with
that.
That's not a good thing to...
Because Cyril basically invented BE. Cyril's hands...
Well, he was the first guy to get his hands in the trough.
Cyril's hands were so big in apartheid that that's where he first
used them. Let's not just give him the blame, because I think there are lots of craven, spineless businessmen back in the 90s who handed over just vast swathes of cash to people like Cyril and Tokyo Sekwale.
Totally. It takes two. You know? Yeah, it takes two to tango on that.
So those guys are as much a part of the problem, even though they're all retired and living on wine farms or in foreign countries.
Or in Australia. Yeah. No, okay, so that's all I've got. You're asking me to...
That's it? Anything from you, Simpio?
Got. No. Got nothing.
Yeah,
He's just cupcake to me.
Yeah, I thought about this for a long time. I thought maybe they could put that video of him trying to put the mask on and not getting it on.
He is the president that was hiding, how much money was in the...
Pala sofa. But you don't want that on your epitaph. We could also...
Yeah, he knows where on a wildlife livestock auction.
I think other people do that for him.
Other people do it for him, yeah.
It's like everything in his life. Other people do it for him.
Sorry, going back to this.
He did have his iPad stolen. They could always put, where is my iPad? I can't find my iPad.
He's a man that shows surprise as an emotion.
He's No.
He knows where the Madupi power plant is.
No, man. You need to do real things. Like, And we're not talking about adding on government grants.
Martello, we're trying here.
We really are trying. And he hasn't done anything exceptional, right? And I think also one of the reasons why people might not like Elon is that he brings change. Yeah. If you are so used to the robots not working, the day that someone actually builds robots and it's working, you're like, oh, what's this? Like,
egotistical prick trying to control things.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And I think that's stupid. All he's doing. He's just changing how things are normally done.
Santos says he has a kind face. Does that count?
No, wow. He's cupcake.
Slim pickings, hey, if you have a kind face. Okay, but so let me, before we get to sport, because I do want to do this before just quickly, 7.
So this mouth breather you were speaking to at the gym.
Yeah.
Did he have an answer?
No, he didn't. Oh. No, and he's a Cyril fan, so that's why I bring it
even
up now.
Worse.
Yeah, because he was the one who said he supported, he said, oh, anything but Zuma. And I said to him, really?
Are you sure?
Tell me about your Cyril. And he couldn't come up with
your
anything.
Argument is ever anything but you are putting yourself in another pigeonhole of bullshit.
Oh, that's it. Anyway, okay, so this brings me to the last thing I want to talk about before we get to sport, because Ben is actually leaving us at 7 o'clock.
Oh,
he's driving off to somewhere Palabora. In the north.
Oh, look.
So here it is. everybody is in a mad, flustered, insane rage on Twitter about how well AfriForum are doing on their diplomatic mission to Washington.
Aren't they being charged with treason now from the government?
Good luck on that front. It's not, I mean, it's not treason. Isn't it embarrassing? Again, like, this falls on Cyril's plate, right? If a small group of guys who run a minority rights organization can have greater success in the most powerful country in the world with the leaders of that country than your Minister of International Relations and Cooperation and a whole department of people that you employ here in Pretoria and an embassy in Washington that's there permanently can achieve. If this small group of, I think it's 4 or 5 of these guys in all the pictures that I've seen, can get to see all these different groups and these different people and really hit them with their agenda and get some recognition from them, build relationships, how cuck must you be? Now, you can be angry with AfriForum. You might not support them. You might not like them. That's cool. I don't have a problem with any of that. Mm-hmm. You may even have a valid argument about how sovereignty works and how a country can direct its international policy. But how embarrassing. How embarrassing that this small group of guys is invited to the White House, invited to Congress, speaking to all the important influential NGOs and think tanks in Washington. How cuck is our Department of International Relations and Cooperation? If they can't even get, and they've been trying to get an audience with Donald Trump since he said what he said about our country, he's not even interested in talking to them. How crap must you be? Again, going back to efficiency, being able to do your job properly, being a little bit ambitious about yourself. You have to be really shit to be ignored the way our government's being ignored. And for a little, tiny rights organization, which has, I think, 300,000 people who are paying members, by the way, you have so much success in Washington, D.C. What an absolute disgrace and humiliation for all the people who think AfriForum are the devil, and that the president and his Department of International Relations and Cooperation are the most virtuous. It's just horrific. And on that note, let's get to some sport.
Because the Springbok fixtures have been announced for the home games.
I'm sorry, so that hat.
If you love a good Springbok Saturday piss up, well, now you know where to...
Loftus.
You now know where to direct your Bucky and your Bry Smoke. So yes, Gareth, the first one is at Loftus.
Oh, nice.
July the 5th, the Italians are coming over and they are going to get hammered at Pretoria.
Okay.
So first test, second test, we're playing Italy twice. Gebercha, they get the one, 12th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Massive day for them. Mm-hmm. And then the Georgians, they're coming down 19th of July and that'll be at Nelspruit, Mobella Stadium. Then we go to, we play New Zealand twice away in the Rugby Championship, which is the most important thing. But the home games, we've got Australia twice at home. First time, 16th of August in Johannesburg, Ellis Park, and then in Cape Town, 23rd of August at the Cape Town Stadium. And then Durban, cuck place to play rugby. The Springboks play like shit there, but you guys still get a test match, so count yourselves lucky. 27th of September, That'll be at the Durban Stadium.
Just by the way, you were talking, you just mentioned Durban now. I saw a lot on your social media about some golf course in Durban where they're playing.
The Majestic Durban Country Club.
And you said they fixed it despite like big floods. And
yeah, Nick Johnson from Johnson Workwear, he's one of those guys that he's like, people will say like he's like an Elon, right?
Right.
He wants efficiency. He wants to do things. He changes things.
By the way, they make the overalls and all that stuff, right?
So he put his own money, cock and blocked it, and basically said, this golf course is amazing. It's part of our golfing heritage. We must try and fix this.
Huh.
Municipality is so fucked in the area. Drainage swamps around.
Oh.
The course actually is very low lying. And for 1 or 2 months a year, it just doesn't drain. And it's a floodplain. And this guy's like, no, screw that. This golf course is something really, really special. They haven't had the SA Open since 2010. It's back there this week.
Wow.
And of course, the absolute heavens, the heavens absolutely opened. And the guys work through the nights, Tuesday, Wednesday, to try to get the course back. We had so much rain on Tuesday. It was ridiculous. And yesterday, they played golf.
Amazing.
Tournament's okay. Going ahead.
Credit to the hardworking people at that country club.
Yeah, people just
want to
make a difference, you know. People still have some pride about where they're from and do things. It's beautiful. It really is.
Okay, lovely.
The Durban rugby thing wasn't a dig at Durban. It's just that the box played like shite there.
Okay.
It's since September, so maybe it's a better time. There is URC action this weekend. So if you're at Loftus again, that's what, 3 weeks in a row. Bulls versus Stormers. That's the big one. 5 o'clock. Bulls versus Stormers. Huge game.
There must be people who've been pissed for like 4 weeks running now.
Wonderful. But this is the thing, right? So when the Six Nations are happening, because the Six Nations teams, when they do play URC like they will do this weekend, they are much weakened teams because the focus is the Six Nations. Mm-hmm. So we let them do their thing for a couple of months and then we do our thing. Okay. We play all our big local derbies. It's the big local matches. Speaking of which, the Lions will be hosting the Sharks 2:30 on Saturday. So those are your big games there. In the Betway Premiership, Sundowns versus Chiefs, 3:30 Saturday. Yeah, I'm sure Chiefs fans are kind of big.
Chiefs is not going to take that one, but it's okay.
Chiefs fans are, squeaky bums with that one. And then the Gallants are hosting the Pirates. And there's FA Cup weekend. So we went to the FA Cup quarterfinals, which means that we are getting down to the business end of things. Man City are taking on Plymouth Argyle. That's 7:45 on Saturday. Sunday, we've got Newcastle versus Brighton at 4:45. And then Man United. This is all they have left in their season to try and go somewhere in this tournament. They are taking on Fulham at 6:30. And then Monday, Nottingham Forest, who some are tipping to be the champions of this thing, they are taking on Ipswich. Of course, Nottingham Forest will finish probably top four in the league. They drew with Arsenal this week, so they are a good side, obviously. That game will be taking place on Monday. And I know you're going to ask, what's happening with Accrington Stanley? And I said, we have to take a break from them because as we started reporting on them, they went to shit.
Yeah.
Have they won a match?
Tuesday, away at Tranmere, they won 1-0.
Oh!
Wow. It's because we took our eye off
them. We took our eye off them for a little bit. They,
shout out to the
all
boys.
All that shine. They got to play with a bit more flair, a bit more freedom.
Stanley.
Come on, Stanley.
Now, I tell you what, that it's a huge result for them because they're languishing at the foot of League Four in England, basically, which is like they call it the second league, whatever it is. It's the fourth league in total. Now, Tranmere also in the relegation zone, right?
Okay.
Carlisle currently, they're on 23 points. Morecambe are on 26 points. So they're gone. But Tranmere, Harrogate, and Accrington Stanley, they're in a bit of a sketchy zone here to try to get away from relegation. Now, speaking of that, Saturday, Accrington Stanley take on Harrogate Town. They're currently tied on points. Accrington Stanley above on goal difference. So massive game there at Saturday. And then Champions Trophy. I know it's like it's a diluted World Cup, whatever. Not a lot of heat around this. There's been some rain. Pakistan is shite. But South Africa take on England. England just lost to Afghanistan, which sucks for them, obviously. Today, Friday, Afghanistan will take on Australia. If Australia win that, they'll go through. And then ultimately, if South Africa beats England tomorrow, they'll go through. And then they'll go into the semis with New Zealand and India, who do actually play each other on Sunday. Yeah. And then, of course, the SA Open. There are currently 3 guys and 7 under at Durban Country Club. Sam Bairstow, Frederick Fromm, and Darren Fichart. That'll be taking place for the whole weekend. The golf course is phenomenal. It's a wonderful event. It's all your sport for the weekend.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Bringing us up to just before 7 o'clock. And on the way, we have guests joining us. We have lots of other fun stuff to get to. But before we do any of that, I have something else to show you quickly.
Oh.
Yeah. This is a crazy demon-possessed guy. Or I don't know that for a fact.
Can I start praying?
No, but have a look at this. This is an old man in a rock band of some kind.
Okay.
This was also trending all over social media yesterday. I don't know what's going on with this dude. I really don't know. But I've never seen anyone so intense.
Okay.
Just, you know which one I'm talking about, right? Yeah.
What's going on?
I love how they put a fan on him just for the extra hair.
That's a scary looking man. Do you need to see it again? Super?
No, I don't. I don't want to be traumatized.
His eyes are like this the whole time. Here we go. It's on again.
Okay. Like this is from James's General Bank of Visuals.
Oh. And everybody else is like, and he's just.
That's a scary look.
That's the look of death.
Anyway, so yeah. There's somebody's granddad.
Who went missing 5 years ago.
Somebody's granddad who's a meth addict. Yo. I mean, I don't know. What do you think the band is called?
The, I don't know, something
heavy,
death. This.
Heavy colostomy bags?
Misery cord. Something like that. It's got to be something like.
Misery strollers.
Yeah.
Granddads. Granddads unite. Yeah. They're all old. They're all
grandpa's from hell.
Oh.
Something like that. Mm. All right. I don't know. Anyway, there. That's to make your morning. And we will be back in just a moment. Don't go away. It's Friday and the end of the month. They've coincided to make this the perfect weekend. Yes. March starts tomorrow. And so does your weekend start today.